Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight, Carlota. Yes, Carlota, it was your message on the chat yesterday that led me to tell my girlfriend, hey, there's someone in the chat who wants details about you. And today, Carlota seems to have been satisfied by the letter of my girlfriend. Thank you so much for publishing your girlfriend's note. That's all I wanted to know. No more details necessary. It gave me goosebumps. You got a high-quality Christian woman there. I believe also high IQ. Treat her well. She might become the greatest woman in your life. All the best for you, too. Absolutely, absolutely. It's an honor to have a woman of that quality in my life. And we'll go through our letter today. But what a time to be alive. Tucker Carlson is hosting Coach Red Pill's father and talking about the issue of the imprisonment of Coach Red Pill, Gonzalo Lira. I can't believe that this is happening, that I have a cross story with Tucker Carlson. Like, I was talking to CRP when he was a small YouTuber, relatively small YouTuber. I mean, we were kind of equal when we started. Eventually, he became very big. But we were kind of in the same ballpark, and we were chilling together on early streams of YouTube. And I was there when he got doxxed. I was there when Jeff Holliday was bringing up his name and trying to extort him and threaten him, trying to tell him, if you continue to say these things, I'm going to reveal who you are. I was there. And here we are at the point where the question of his real name is not even at odds. He is named in a Tucker Carlson tweet. And we have the father of CRP here. Absolutely, it's absolutely fantastic what he does. He basically goes and shows, not only is he the father of a man that I consider an old man, you know, CRP, Gonzalo Lira, I consider him old, but his father is still alive and still in super cognitive health. And there he is, continuing the discourse of CRP onto the public space. It's like, oh, you thought you would shut him down? No, his father is still there and can take the torch. And he speaks very well about the current situation and how the U.S. government is basically collaborating with a colonial outpost, Ukraine, that we fund to imprison someone for free speech. That's what's happening. I've been calling this out from the moment of his imprisonment. This is the U.S. violating the First Amendment, but instead of passing through the Twitter loophole, they pass through the Ukraine loophole. Here's a guy who is in jail for no other reason than having expressed an opinion on a war, on a territory that is said to be the advanced post of advanced Western liberal civilization. Unbelievable. And yet here we are. He has been in jail for 7 months. No trial. He's being held under martial law. And there's no due process. And there's not even an attempt by the American government to do anything about it.
And my goodness, the way they were defending this man, I don't even know if he's a U.S. citizen. But anyway, his name, I wrote it somewhere. Totally different to Gonzalo. No one from the U.S. embassy is defending my son. He lived in the U.S. all of his life. He's a Dartmouth graduate. I mean, he lived in the USA. He has, you know, published counterparts, one of these, books. He's been writing also. He's a writer. And the U.S. hasn't done anything. I cannot understand. If we're going to protect democracy in the world, let's start by taking out that puppet called Zelensky.
I can't believe we are in this timeline where the father of Coach Red Pill is on Tucker Carlson calling Zelensky a puppet. Absolutely beautiful. If you had asked me in 2016, when I was hanging out with Coach Red Pill, talking about women and men and marriage and Western civilization on streams, if you had told me that the timeline was such that he would eventually be a political prisoner and that his father would be on Tucker Carlson calling the local dictator a puppet, I wouldn't have believed it.
In the USA, for crying out loud, once and for all, impeach this man. He cannot continue.
I don't know exactly what he said there. Did he say he's a bitch? Zelensky is a bitch. I don't know. I have no idea because he has this heavy Chilean accent. But in any case, it's super great to hear the father of CRP. And yes, indeed, this is something. We're sending hundreds of billions of dollars in this country. We hold them by the balls. Literally, the existence of Ukraine, as it stands, relies on the American budget. We can't apply, we can't get them to apply the First Amendment in the same way Joe Biden extorted Ukraine to save his own son, to save the company that his son was an advisor on. You're not going to have me believe this. So we could, but we're just not doing it because it is convenient for the people in power in the U.S. to leave Gonzalo Lira to rot into a jail. And as his father rightfully points out, for what? For saying in advance of anyone else what they are now saying on mainstream media, which is the Ukraine war was a total waste. There was nothing we could do. It was just throwing money out the window. It was a complete money burn. Absolutely useless. I mean, it wasn't even burned. It was probably circulated in corrupted circles and accumulated by corrupt Ukrainians. But it was a total waste, and that's what Gonzalo Lira has been holding since the beginning of this war. He was absolutely right. Free Coach Red Pill, says Stephen Robinson. Absolutely. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. If you'd like to send Odyssey Super Chats, make sure you add a payment method in your Odyssey account. John Drake says, yep, when is Hannity going to be arrested? Sean Hannity? What did he do? Well, he's not going to get arrested because he's not going to get the Ukrainian wife like Coach Red Pill did. Justin Tether freezes 41 crypto wallets containing USDT tied to sanctions. Man, this hurts me so much because you want to have somewhere eventually to store funds independent of the variation of Bitcoin in price because you want to survive across the bull runs. You want to buy more Bitcoin at the end of the bear market. But these stablecoin wallets are controllable from a central entity. They can literally decide this wallet doesn't exist anymore. This wallet is blocked. This wallet is blocked. So it's not money anymore. You don't own it. DK Shadow says there's still DAI stablecoin. Yeah, there's the DAI model, which doesn't block. They don't have this ability to block. But DAI, you know, is not backed really. And it's backed by a system of, by a web of loaning. I'm not sure I understand it. But yeah, so, I mean, there's nowhere to run. At some point, we might just have to accept, if you want to be serious about holding crypto, you just hold it in Bitcoin, like I did in this bull run. I held the Bitcoin through the bear market and I said, fuck it. I'm not going to play exchanges and I'm going to try to sell here and buy here. No, you just keep your Bitcoin and at the end of it, it might be the last cryptocurrency. Not only just the first, but the last also. Yeah, my girlfriend, I asked my new girlfriend if she would be willing to write a message to the JFG Tonight community, given so many questions that I receive And in fact, Carlota was one of the people asking yesterday about it. They wanted details, and I was explaining to my girlfriend. I tried going on Google and Googling pictures of beautiful women because Carlota was asking, you know, is she beautiful? Is she blonde? Is she brown hair? And because she has not decided to take a public life, she has decided to live in private in our life. I was trying to Google a woman who resembles her, but it's actually pretty hard. I found out that the models that you can Google these days, a lot of fat models, and she is really not fat. She is like absurdly thin and beautiful. And I was having difficulty finding a picture of hers on a picture that resembles her, that could represent her great beauty and her unique beauty and the way she dresses. And so I was desperate, but I had her write a letter. I said, tell them whatever you want to tell them, a message from JF's girlfriend. I have been told by JF that some of you are curious about me, so I thought I would write a little introduction. I became a Christian in 2021 and have found myself surprised again and again by how much my life has improved thanks to God's presence in it. I'm an independent fundamental Baptist, and I highly recommend watching the documentary Being Baptist, which can be found on YouTube. So I watch already half of that documentary, Being Baptist. I think it's very interesting. It's a branch of the churches that I thought they were like Protestants. But actually what they were is they were Protestants before Protestantism even existed. They were Protestant, in fact, apparently. Well, as far as they claim, that the inheritance that they claim is that they were protesting against the very concept of a Catholic church from the beginning. Baptism, as it stands today, claims that the independence of churches is a fundamental principle, and that it was breached when the Catholic Church was put together, and that a proper Christian would have never attended a meeting with the Romans to put together the Catholic Church, because in their view, the churches must remain independent. And in their view, even the independence of the Protestant churches is not sufficient. They believe in true radical independence of modular churches at the local level. So there should be no central entity, there should be no authority. That's what I got from the beginning of the documentary. And people were criticizing, people were saying, oh, she became Christian in 2021. She's a newbie on the right. She's just a like one of these exploiters of the alt-right. You have to understand her phrasing here. From a racial perspective, she's always been a descendant of Christians. But the fundamental Baptists, they don't consider that they are Christian until they are saved. So when she says, I became a Christian in 2021, it's because their principle is that you are not baptized at birth. Their principle is you are baptized at the moment you accept as an adult, as a consenting adult, you accept to be baptized, to be saved. And so they are against the principle of baptizing newborns, because you're not prepared for this. In 2018, I took the red pill and never looked back. The truths of the right showed me what I already knew to be true, but had been brainwashed by the media, teachers, and pop culture to suppress. because of my faith and political views, living a life that was built upon said truth was of utmost importance to me. Finding someone to build that life with turned out to be challenging because, as I'm sure as many of you know, very few people in this world are genuinely based. I ended up contacting JF on a whim in the fall of this year. For 5 years, I had known about him and even watched his show on occasion, but had never given him a lot of thought due to the fact that he was in a relationship. I certainly couldn't have imagined that things between JF and I would unfold as they have. He's the love of my life, and I'm so thankful for him. He brings out the best in me. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him. Well, that is great. That is a great commitment. Rest of life is always what I've been wanting from a relationship, because when you make children, you make a significant contribution to the world, and I believe that the children are best cared for by a fully dedicated pair of parents who love each other forever, and they model the family structure and the couple for the next generations. And so that seems like a very interesting offer, which I fully accept. Eternal love, she says, the love of my life. And so she is also the love of my life, and I hope that our relationship lasts forever. Cloud Warmer says, "Hey, JF, I knew a guy about 10 years ago with a Swedish girlfriend. She was a mentalist, just like Melina. In your humble opinion, is it possible for an Alpha Chad Thundercock, not Destiny, to fuck Melina so hard and so vigorously, ruling with an iron fist, she could be a docile trad wife? Or is she too far gone?" No, I don't think there is repairing a Melina. Melina is at the point where she has already learned to use her attribute as part of commerce. And so even a Genghis Khan type of guy, even if you were to dominate a part of the planet with your armies, Melina would always be someone to check with the corner of your eyes. She would use the fact that you're going to invade Poland to go fuck another guy. There is no fixing Melina. Those people who say, "I can fix her," they systematically find themselves being drained of their energy. And even Genghis Khan would have had problems with Melina, because they live in the space of exploitation of various sperm sources for the purpose of diversifying their father portfolio. And not even the father portfolio. At some point, it's just for money. When they become OnlyFans whores, they have reached a point where they are beyond ensuring the genetic diversity of their offspring. They are into securing a source of income using fake sexual signals. That's where Melina is. You could see in the way she presents her boob to the camera. There's no way this is an accident, okay? I don't even know how you get such a long cleavage, like, without the tit. Like, how do you do? You have to use perspective. This girl went to fucking, you know, cinema college to do this kind of stuff. You have to, but it's like, okay, if I take them like this, it's a small cleavage. What if I take them like this? Well, the cleavage is longer. What if I take them like this and then I use an optical illusion and then a concentrating lens and then I play with the field depth of the zoom? I mean, Melina had the longest cleavage ever, to the point of questioning whether she's becoming fat, because having a cleavage that long indicates that your boobs are kind of fat. DK Shadow says, "The camera is 1 meter high and a 40-degree angle." Yeah, I mean, it's... so that is the point at which you use the sexual signal for monetary exploitation. Yes, Steven Robinson says AI cleavage. Maybe one day the booby streaming world will evolve and will start using the technologies that are available to us to fake increase the cleavage. John Drake says, I think she's the whore girlfriend of someone named Destiny. Yes, that's who we've been talking about for a couple of days. So all in all, welcome to the new JF girlfriend. We could call her a groupie, a JF groupie, since she has been aware of my videos since 2018. See, that is what I call goodwill. You know, the conception that you do stuff in society, you don't necessarily get paid a fair rate, but you're accumulating goodwill. You're accumulating a form of social karma, which eventually comes to be extremely profitable. Yes, today I collect on my intellectual work of 2018. I have a beautiful girlfriend. Let's try to find a woman that looks like my girlfriend, just so you can see her stunning beauty. So, woman, beautiful, thin, beautiful, very thin woman. And she was wearing yesterday a vintage dress. Let's see if I can find... Ah, no, the models these days are ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. These flowery dresses. Short hair. So much short hair these days. No. That is not... Well, let me try to specify the search. Very thin body. Okay, that might be the level of beauty that is kind of at the level of beauty of my girlfriend who wrote the letter. This is her, basically. I mean, she doesn't have curly hair that way. She has more flat hair. But that is basically my girlfriend. If you want to imagine how she looks and how she dresses, it's pretty much this. So... Although she will not be showing herself to the camera, you can have a mental image of this Baptist Christian super woman. Vivek Vivisex Van Jones over great replacement hypocrisy. Vivek Ramaswamy has seriously kicked the hornet's nest, drawing harsh rebuke from MSM over his fiery debate performance. And so Vivek was fighting back against Van Jones because Van Jones was criticizing him for bringing up the great replacement theory, which everyone knows is true. We all know that the current policies of Western civilization is to reduce the white population. Now, as it turns out, Van Jones is in a very bad position to argue against this theory because he stands for it. And so Vivek Ramaswamy says, yesterday Van Jones called me a demagogue for discussing the great replacement theory. Well, here are Van's words in 2021. The request from the racial justice left, we want the white majority to go from being a majority to being a minority and like it. That's a tough request, and change is hard.
Easier asking the white majority to do something is difficult. And I think it'd be easier if we just acknowledge that it's difficult. No ethnic majority group in 10,000 years of human history that I could find ever went from being a majority to being a minority and liked it. And that's basically the request from the racial justice left. Is that we want the white majority to go from being a majority to being a minority and like it. That's a tough request. And
so So you were part of the Great Replacement. You were asking for it. You were requesting it. And you were saying, it's tough, but it's going to happen. Ayan says, I love being a minority. Do you? I mean, it has its advantages. I think we are often being very dramatic because it is a dramatic change for Western civilization. But at the same time, I can't wait for white people to be in such a position of minority that nothing, literally nothing, can be attributed to our fault. And then it's going to be like, oh yeah, do you enjoy it? You want some more of that brown population? Bring it! It's like, oh yeah, the bridges are falling, the planes are falling. I'm just the janitor. I'm just the white janitor. Just let me be. I'm here to clean the trash. I'm going to clean the floor here. I'm working according to my schedule, which was determined by my black manager. That day where society completely crumbles and basically becomes Africa right in our face, and yet there's not enough whites around to carry the blame for it, that will be fucking beautiful. Personally, I will enjoy it. Personally, as an artist, I can't wait to just be sitting on my porch, on my little rocking chair, and looking at the world fall. Quicksat says, and they can't say, oh, it's because of white supremacy. No, there's no more white supremacy. What about when whites are 10%, 5% of the population? Quicksat was saying, JF, did you see the commotion on Twitter after Irish Hope Connor said Happy Hanukkah to his Jewish friends? Yes, and people are like, why? Conor McGregor, like, after extremely important statements about Ireland, migrants, and crime, people thought that they had found the best man to defend Ireland. And today, out of nowhere, he's like, happy Hanukkah to all my Jewish friends. The thing is, this is where the low intellectual, enraged Giga Chad, this is where he fails. Because it's super easy to be frustrated at the story of the week. This is why there's people like me in society, and there's people like Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor, little brain, not much blood coming to the brain because he has to feed all of these muscles. Very good fighter. But a level of testosterone and rage that keeps him from being rational, really. And keeps him from examining the sources of the current state of society and not just care about this crime committed this week by this migrant, but see the flow, see through the statistics and feel the statistics. That is something that a Conor McGregor can never do. And therefore, a political project centered around brutes like this will never work. We need intellectuals. We need people who can see through the math and feel the math. Because it's not easy to see a statistics like black people are X times more likely to commit a murder than white people and truly feel the hundreds of thousands of people who have died or lost a loved one because of this fact. That's something that Conor McGregor's brain can never do. Therefore, yes, he's going to surf on the weekly story that happened to be this one migrant who committed this one crime. But just like his promotion of fights, he's going to look to jump to the next eventually. So Conor McGregor is not the proper channel for intellectual enlightenment. It will never work. Go Away says, JF, our government admitted last week that our record high net migration, 500,000 per year, is having a serious impact on cost of living and housing prices. I said prices like crisis, which is pretty much what it is, and has committed to reducing migration to pre-COVID levels, 250K. This is our left-wing party, by the way. Australia trumps Canada once again. Yeah, well, I don't know that Australia is in a position to brag about anything, let alone its immigration status. And the problem is, if you find yourself celebrating too much about a slowdown, you're still being replaced. Even if Western nations were to cut by half, all of the Western nations were to cut by half the current levels of immigration, we're still talking about a replacement. We're still talking about non-white societies 100 years from now, for sure. Elon Musk has launched a survey which seems to be coming out positive for Alex Jones. Reinstate Alex Jones on this platform. 1.6 million vote, 25 million views. My only fear is that there's some kind of secret crew of leftists who are stacking their opportunity to vote and who will come to revert the result at the last minute. But short of this, we will have an Alex Jones confirmed coming back on the platform. Elon Musk says Vox Populi, Vox Dei. And so the voice of the people, the voice of God, is that what it means? He's telling us that he's going to abide by the result of this survey. 70% yes, 30% no. A bunch of frustrated leftists, really, because the stated reason for Alex Jones' ban is not even correlated to what Elon thinks he's banned for. Elon once made an explanation for why he was keeping Alex Jones banned, and it went something like, my baby died in my arms, therefore I have no tolerance for people who hurt babies. And Alex Jones commented on a story of mass shooting of schools and said some false things about children, and children are kind of like babies. Basically, this is why Elon Musk thought that it was legitimate to keep Alex Jones. It's because he has attacked children. To keep Alex Jones banned off the platform. But Alex Jones was banned off the platform on the excuse that he was insulting Oliver Darcy from CNN and calling him a rat and saying he has rat eyes. No doubt, those are the eyes of a rat. Elon Musk puts free speech referendum to the people of X. Alex Jones responds.
Elon Musk has launched a major poll. There's about 8 hours left at the time we're posting this. And 70% of the people, over a million that have responded, have said that they want yours truly, Alex Jones, reinstated to X, formerly Twitter. Now, Elon Musk has come out and said he vehemently disagrees with things I've said in the past about that school shooting, but that he's going to leave it up to the viewers and the users of X. First off, I didn't say the things they said. I was railroaded like Trump was being railroaded. Judges found me guilty. But because I haven't been on X or any other platform, I haven't been able to respond and actually say what really happened. But separately, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about all of you losing your rights. I was one of the first big dominoes to fall. And since then, we've seen governments and big corporations working to suppress the ideas, the thoughts of the people, not just of America, but the world, and to openly engage in election meddling. And Elon Musk has valiantly been leading the fight against that. So I salute him. But it was Tucker Carlson having me on last week that really broke the internet and put this issue front and center, because people got to actually hear what I actually say versus edited sound clips. So I'm asking everyone, this is a very important referendum on free speech, not just for America, but the whole world, to go to X right now and to go to Elon's poll and to vote to reinstate myself at InfoWars. Because even my crew and even other talk show hosts that work for me, they all got banned just because of things I supposedly said, which I didn't say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. It's historic. It's very important. And if we're ever going to have free and fair elections in this country or around the world again, we have to have free platforms. And Elon.
All right. So hopefully people continue voting in favor of the yes. I don't even know if Elon has finally implemented his function to only allow the blue members to vote. I think it should be interesting to see what happens then, because I suspect leftists just don't want to pay for Twitter, whereas people who are business-minded, like right-wing people, they see it as a fair... They see it as a fair service, you know, the service of exposure, especially since it was taken from us in the censorship era. We're much more willing to acknowledge, hey, there is work here being done. The work of not banning me is something, really. Aquanote says, JF, isn't it clownish how Elon does these public polls to dilute responsibility for unbanning someone? If Musk had actual principles for free speech, he wouldn't get it based on public approval. He would just do the right thing. Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And I've said this back in the days. I was like, it's nonsense. You're creating a public court of opinion controlling people's speech. That is absolute nonsense. If anything, it should be when people... It should be those people who are most hated and who are told to shut up by everybody, those are the people we should protect with free speech. If free speech just means 50% agree with you, it's not a very beautiful principle, really. It's really the mob. And so I think it's a long process where... The thing is, right now, Elon Musk is doing the right things on many fronts. Not all, but on many fronts. And so we want to go easy on Elon. We want to favor Elon progressively learning from his errors. And we want to eventually, as he gets the rewards for doing the right things, because as it turns out, the votes right now are kind of good. Like, I don't even know if you were to put Nick Fuentes on the ballot, could we get a yes on Nick Fuentes? That would be very interesting to see. Could we get a yes on Nick Fuentes? That is a question on my mind. Because for now, the people has been wise and the people has been voting for the most entertaining outcome generally. Including, you know, saying that Elon Musk had to resign. did he resign? Arguably, he resigned from the CEO position, but he still seems very much up there. Piers Morgan, look at this. Well, I mean, Alex Jones had the right word for this. Rat! Piers Morgan is acting like a little rat trying to break the party. He says, Elon, you were right the first time about Alex Jones when you tweeted this. Remember what he did to those poor Sandy Hook parents, purely to trade off their terrible grief with his vile lies, and please don't let him back. I don't know that Alex Jones was cashing in on his specific theory of the Sandy Hook stuff. You know, at some point when we do many news and we're through many news cycle, it's unfair to present every single news we cover as, oh, we're here to profit from the news. We're just news people. We deliver what we think is the truth at the moment we deliver it. And then we do profit from the whole of our activity, but it would be unfair to look at a specific subject that I think that I take tonight and say, oh, he's trying to benefit from it. Aquanote says, getting a yes on Fuentes will forever be used by anti-white groups to discredit X. Well, I think that to the contrary, what I see rising is a whole credibility for X as a social platform that took a different path and that is winning. X is winning with all of this. So we see Elon Musk says, my firstborn child died in my arms. I felt his last heartbeat. I have no mercy for anyone who would use the deaths of children for gain, politics, or fame. That is totally emotional. The commentary on Sandy Hook by Alex Jones was unrelated to your child, first. Secondly, if children die for a reason that someone is convinced is fraudulent in some way, they should be able to talk about it on the public space. It's not using the death of the children. It's trying to honor the death of children to be correct and right and truthful about it. So if you are convinced, Elon Musk, that some lie has been told about children dying, you should be able to talk about it. You should be able to engage about it on the public, and it wouldn't be exploiting these children. It would be, to the contrary, trying to find the truth so that they get justice and fairness. The school shooter Ethan Crumbley has received his sentence. It is the maximal sentence. He was a school shooter who was 15 at the moment of the shooting. I believe we had perhaps, we may have reviewed this shooting here on the show. Look, there was not really a chance for him. He just did the shooting. There was no question. And he says, I'm a bad human being. And he's had a lot of hate from the families who, I believe at some point, they were in the process and expressing their grief and saying how much he hurt them by taking the life of their children. But the question was, given that he was 15, sometimes juries are more lenient for people who are young. But in his case, he will spend the rest of his life in jail. No possibility of parole. Ethan Crumbley is gone from society forever. Shamrock Shake says, Alex goes overboard pushing products. The music and yelling is a little over the top. I prefer his older methods of investigative journalism. Oh yeah, I mean, the good old days of Alex Jones' long-form documentaries. Of course, that was something. But at some point, making these documentaries is like making a one-hour, two-hour good documentary. Is a whole year of work or 2 years of work. At some point, you want to increase the bandwidth as a public personality. And the way to do this is to convert to the everyday news. And then, yes, you dilute yourself a little bit. Like, if I was to just generate one documentary a year or once every 2 years, what I would have to say in that documentary maybe would be much more important than the average thing I say on an everyday basis. But as the world modernized itself, long-form documentary became too painful, too long, and too low frequency for the modulus of attention in modern times. So we had no choice but to do this, the same way I have no choice but to be a streamer. I really found it impressive, the documentary made by the new guy on YouTube about Boogie. But that takes a lot of time. You have to go through a lot of shit before you purify this stuff. Silver Spider says, JF should sell some products like Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. Take Alpha Brain. It will make you as smart as JF. Well, back in the Mama JF days, we had the idea of selling seeds from our greenhouse. But as a man, without the support of Mama JF for the last few months, I was unable to keep a garden alive by myself. I have too much home responsibilities to do this. But who knows? Maybe with my new girlfriend, we can start a seed company and sell our seed You know, I've been selecting those seeds from the best tomatoes that come out of my soil. And I would love my evolutionary work on this, on these plants to be benefiting the world. But I don't think there's massive money to be made selling seeds, really. And my God, must it be, it must be quite painful to dry hundreds of thousands of seeds, package them in these little envelopes, send it to each person who pay them for $5 or $10. That must be pretty demanding. I've done it in a sense when I did the signed copies of the Revolutionary Phenotype. I sold 125 of the paperback and 5 of the Founders Edition. And that was 130 envelopes that I had to write a personal note. I had to package it. I had to take good care of it. It's demanding. I can't imagine sending, you know, seeds worth $5 a pack, and I have to basically spend 2 or 3 minutes just closing the envelope and writing and sticking the stickers for the addresses. I don't know if it's worth it. But that would be fun. It certainly would be fun to have an evolution-oriented seed business. Stray's channel says $20 per seed for high-quality cannabis. I don't do cannabis, and in Canada, forget about it. I couldn't sell the seeds of cannabis. I'm sure there are rules that are transforming this into a cartel. Although, you know, it's $70 in Canada, a seed for one seed of cannabis. $70. John Drake says, JF, you use your name and slap it on a product. You don't do labor work to make this go. Oh, yeah, well, many influencers do this. But I really couldn't. I really couldn't because, like taking a recipe of something that already exists, like a bottle of water or whatever, and say, that's the JF water, or do like Conor McGregor. See, again, a difference between a me and a Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor did his Irish whiskey. It was an already existing Irish whiskey. They slapped the label Conor McGregor on the whiskey. And there you go. He started a brand of Irish whiskey he probably knew nothing about. He probably had nothing to do in the making of this whiskey. So when I'm not even interested at buying that bottle, because I know when I get to the alcohol shop, I look at this Conor McGregor whiskey bottle, and I'm like, I'm paying for the label. I'm not paying for the quality. I'm not paying for something special in the whiskey. And I'm not even paying for the kind of mind of Connor that would have kind of expressed itself through this whiskey. So what am I paying for? I'd be paying for the label, the branding, the Conor McGregor being this angry yellers on the public space. That's what I pay for. And I don't want to pay for that. The Republican National Committee has announced that they are canceling debates. Literally, there was not enough audience without Trump. But I find it kind of ridiculous because it's like, well, okay, the audience were low because Trump was not there. But in the future, you could have an exciting candidate and the audiences could be bigger. But no, the RNC says they won't hold future 2024 GOP primary debates. The RNC has held 4 debates, which have seen declining viewerships, though frontrunner President Trump has skipped them all. Okay, so maybe they're just stopping for this year. Maybe they will continue in 4 years from now. But they are just stopping for this year because there's just not enough excitement. Okay, well, I can understand this. Owen Benjamin, what a sad man. You know, because here's a guy who claims to be a Christian. If there's something about Christianity, it is certainly this aspect of forgiving, of unconditional love, of things that kind of transcend conditions. And if you are willing to forgive, certainly you are also willing to retain the stone, to not be among the mobs willing to throw the stone at someone for their wrongs. And certainly not throw the stone at someone for whom you don't even know if they have committed a wrong. That is the least of things that I consider. You're not a real Christian if you are not in this space. In this space of generosity, forgiveness, and unwillingness to participate to a mob cancellation. And yet here he is, and I had to block him on Twitter because I block anyone who makes false claims about me. But he was continuing his bullshit attacks on Bitcoin. And someone says, hey, would you debate JF on Bitcoin? And he says, the guy who appears to have murdered his wife? Nah, I'm good. First, he calls me the guy, like we haven't been talking to each other before, when in fact we've been. He knows who I am. I know who he is. And so to call me the guy suddenly, as if suddenly he wants to distantiate himself from me, Isn't that what Judah does in the Bible? You know, you will you will deny my name three times before the end of the night, something like this. Owen Benjamin here tries to appear as if we are not knowing each other. And then claims that I appear to have murdered my wife. So throwing stones when the guilt was not even established, that is quite ridiculous of him. I have banned him from my Twitter account. It's so sad to see these people go irrational. And I hope that ultimately my contribution to the public space will have been to expose so many of these people. Because I'm willing to take all these hits. I don't really care in my heart. But what I really want is I want all of the hits I'm taking to be an opportunity for you guys to see who is dishonest out there, to see when you put people under pressure, you see their flaws in ways that you wouldn't have seen if they weren't under pressure. And another person with whom I've done this very early is Brett Weinstein. And I'm now convinced, because when I attacked Brett Weinstein, after he had shown a willingness to kind of insult me in hiding, to throw insults at me in covered ways that at times I think only I could really understand. At some point, Heather Heyer was laughing at my bio, saying, oh, a biologist, claiming that somehow I'm not a legitimate biologist. There was these little attacks that led me to guess that this was not an honest actor. And I went very early into an attack against him, exposing a case of plagiarism, where it is very clear to me that he has refused to quote the person that was the source of the data that he was talking about, and instead he quoted Chris Martinson, who had nothing to do with the data he was talking about. And people may have found me back then kind of autistic, because it's like, oh, JF, you're really going to hold someone to be quoting people for their data? Yes, I will, first, because I'm autistic. But secondly, I'm mostly interested at testing people, at testing their principles. And Brett Weinstein had been complaining that this was done to him. And so I wanted to know, when Brett Weinstein takes his shoe and makes it look like on a Eric Weinstein podcast that somehow he was that close to a Nobel Prize, but she stole the idea from him in a PowerPoint. When he makes these claims, I'm like, okay, would it go the other way? Would Brett Weinstein be fair to someone he took something from? Or would he just ask everyone to shut up about it and not make noise about it? And that is why the test is important. That is why it's actually important that there are people like me who end up being accused of falsely of murder. Because we get to test the personality of an Owen Benjamin. And my plagiarism attack against Brett Weinstein was also a test. But I believe that even those detractors of mine who said back then that I was too autistic, I think that one day you will all agree that I was the earliest at exposing someone who is a massive fraud, a massive scientific fraud, a massive liar, gatekeeper, and someone who's not willing to engage honestly and who's serving interests that he will never reveal to you. Because, and we're starting to open that door here. I think that this should convince you that there's something wrong here with this guy. I said, let's check in on Brett Weinstein. He says, I'm truly excited and a little nervous about the Prospering with Integrity webinar series. Why am I nervous? Because Chris Martinson and I are going to start by steelmanning the case for the WEF. And I'm afraid Chris and I are going to slam dunk that assignment. Buckle up! Dark Horse 25 to save 25%. peak.fan/integrity. So here we have someone who is getting into a defense of the WEF, literally the Klaus Schwab agenda. Isn't that fascinating? Because I had detected in the early behavior of Brett Weinstein, including his unwillingness to engage with a white scientist, his invitation of people at a black round table, and is basically his acceptance of black identitarianism, but his complete rejection of white identitarianism. And the fact that he got known for this whole evergreen event, which is a priori a pro-white move, but that he refused basically to endorse as a pro-white move in the fallback. I see an agent who's trying to recruit a crowd that is kind of unfit to the message that he wants to convince this crowd with. I see the classical gatekeeper attempt at saying, here's some anti-white resistance, like what I did at Evergreen. Here's the WEF message. How do I get the WEF message into this crowd? We have here a top-down ideological injection from an actor. That is what I see in Brett Weinstein. And I believe that there will come a day where even those of you who were the most doubtful about my attacks against him will have to acknowledge that I've been saving you an ideological bullet a long time in advance, because Papa JF does his test with minimal apparatus, minimal scientific methods, minimal need for budget, but I look for the truth with these limited means of mine. Nicholas Petris says, I was iffy about the Weinstein gate thing at the time, but I do think JF was absolutely right in retrospect. See, already a soul saved. And I think there will be more. These tests are important. There's a difference between a guy who honestly engages with scientific talk and scientific arguments, and a guy who's making it look like he's willing to process scientific ideas, but he's cherry picking what he's engaging with, what he's not engaging with. See, you can't be an expert on mimetics and then say, I won't read the revolutionary phenotype because Nazis. That can't be. And I was extremely early at calling out the difference between these two attitudes. Stephen Robinson says, I'm still banned by Brett, my Jewish Breton. Yes, Stephen Robinson got banned for bringing up the revolutionary phenotype. And Stephen Robinson is a Jew. He is 25% Jew, if I remember correctly. He is a chimney sweeper. Okay, not the typical outcome for a Jew, but there are Jewish chimney sweepers. And I don't know why Brett has banned this one. Stephen Robinson should be unbanned. On top of it, he has shut up a little bit about Hex, right? Stephen, you took your medications on Hex. You took your medications and so your Twitter account is a little cleaner, a little less annoying to go through, you know. Woman who threw hot chipotle bowl at employee sentenced to work 2 months in the fast food industry. A woman who went berserk and threw a bowl of hot food into the face of a chipotle. Okay, but
okay, so back in September,
is this the first white woman to be caught doing this? Because every day I have aggression of fast food workers by black people. Now we have one white woman who has thrown the chipotle bowl, and she's getting sentenced to 2 months of work in the fast food. Let's have a look at what happens in the conflict.
Hain was arrested.
Okay. This is the first time I see just white woman do this. DK Shadow says Hex will rise again. I do hope that it does. At this point, I think there will be random moment for these past cryptos. There will be random moments in the future where suddenly people just create bull runs just because they're bored. People will ape in other words. People will ape in. Not looking good for the vaccine. Population with a disability. at 2020, you had a little diminishment here. Presumably, that's because the COVID-19 shutdowns were so extreme that there were less people, diagnosed with that disabilities. Perhaps there was less people hurting themselves at work. But then after, the long-term effect of the COVID moment will have been an acceleration of the accumulation of disabilities. And one can seriously ask if it's the vaccine that has led to this rise in disability for people 16 and over. And here that's disability within the civilian labor force, same phenomenon, goes down in 2020, then goes extremely up. Go away says, looks like long COVID to me, maybe. Ian says, Jeff, how do we stop third worlders from breeding so much? It's quite simple. You make them live with the how do you stop anyone from anything? How do you stop anyone from anything? It's quite simple. You make them live with the full consequences of what they do. So what are the full consequences? It means if you make more babies, you're going to have to care for these babies. We're not going to give you humanitarian aid. if you make more babies, you're going to have to live with these babies within your nation. No immigration allowed. So if you stop supporting an immigration, then they live with all of the consequences of their babies. And they don't have to count on Western civilization to care for their babies. Because that's what we're having right now. We're having, they are relieved of their responsibility toward their babies, whether they're babies of 1 year old or babies of 20 year old. I don't care. They're babies. As long as Western civilization care for these babies, they don't live with the consequences of them. Now, once you are surrounded by 7, 8, 10 babies that you have to feed, it will make you think twice about having the 11th baby. And in fact, even if you do decide to have the 11th baby, at least it won't be an increased cost on me. It will be your decision, and it's going to be an increased cost on you. We have to go back to evolutionary punishment happening to the people making the evolutionary decision. And all you have to change for this is no humanitarian aid, no support, no military intervention, no control of others, no immigration. Simple as, liberty is all we need. Liberty and responsibility is all you need to correct most of the ills on this planet. eBay and Zoom are getting kicked out of the mighty NASDAQ 100 index. DoorDash and Splunk are being added. So interesting to see eBay disappear. Well, I mean, it's still a big company, I would presume, but it's leaving the NASDAQ 100 because eBay is so outdated. It's so over for eBay. But it used to be a giant of the internet. And arguably, it is still a giant of business. But man, I remember eBay was the thing on the internet. It was the way to make commerce. And at this point, Amazon has kind of took over what eBay was doing. Amazon has been more and more open to third-party sellers and has become kind of a general marketplace the way eBay is. And this, as a last news item, this guy, I'm happy that he's not the Speaker of the House anymore, Kevin McCarthy, because you can see that he has a totally Democrat ground to his beliefs. He's even jealous of the Democrat Party, because he says they look more like America, which is code language in the how do we call this? Ethnophilic? Xenophilic. That's a code language. When you say, oh, they look more like America, that's code language in the xenophilic community to say they are more brown and people in America are more brown. Let's have a look at what he said.
They actually look like America. And when I look at the Democrats, they actually look like America. When I look at my party, we look like the most restrictive country club in America.
Get that.
And when I look at the Democrats, they actually look like America. When I look at my party, we look like the most restrictive country club in America.
Get that.
And so you have these agents within the Republican Party that are not even right-wing thinkers. They don't even think in terms of right-wing. They think in terms of a form of Democrat populism that is very much anti-white and very much anti-white old men. It's unbelievable, but we don't even have right-wing representation in America. That is it for tonight. Big Mac Index was saying, JF, have you seen Pete Quinones' shows? I think he would be receptive to hosting a show on the revolutionary phenotype. I've seen this name before, but I have no idea who he is. I would have to check out. But sure, I accept any invitation. So if you know him or if you're a supporter of his, let him know about me. And I always accept invitations, especially to talk about the revolutionary phenotype. Cloudwarmer says, Jeff, I've noticed a trend of microchimerism posts making a return on my X feed. I haven't heard about this topic for some years. Do you believe in this? Woman being imprinted. Sorry, I have my allergies coming back. Woman being imprinted with the DNA of every man who has sex with her. Yes. Microchimerism is this whole chimera idea that you take the head of a lion, you plug it onto the body of something else, and it becomes a chimera. Microchimerism is the idea that maybe a little piece of your penis, one cell maybe, it gets detached, and then it gets into the vagina of the woman, and it keeps living there. And so going forward, the woman is not just herself, she is also partly you. I think it's ridiculous. James says, oh no, not this again. You know what? I believe that, because at this point, James, we've been on the internet, you and I, for so long, and a lot of people in the regular chat have been with me since 2018, some 2016, 15. At this point, I believe that the microchimeric cycle, because yes, I keep seeing these people reappear on the internet obsessed about just one thing, microchimerism, and specifically whether females who have sex with Africans become partly black in the vagina. Okay? And I am convinced that you guys, that this motherfucker is not real. Okay? I am convinced that we're talking to a bunch of Democrat butt farms that have it in their agenda. You have to bring back racism. One of the arguments they get passed into their PowerPoint every morning is try to push microchimerism. I am convinced that 99% of the engagement we get on microchimerism, and I've been targeted with microchimerism super chats throughout my career, and it comes in waves, and it always comes about 1 year before a Trump election. I believe that what's happening is you have a bunch of Democrat butt farms. They start getting activated 1 year before the election. They get the George Soros money in. I mean, I'm going conspiracy here, but I don't see why that's not true. Like, prove me wrong. I think there's a flow of money that comes in expectation of the election. They're like a bunch of fucking women in offices. And they're like, how do we bring back racism? Because racism is what's going to scare people. And there's the fucking human resource type fat woman who's like, I know, microchimerism. And these people create fake identities on the internet to make it look like there are racists who are concerned about the microchimeric effect of black dicks. That is my conspiracy of the day. And, you know, I'm a rational guy, okay? But I'm 99% sure that this conspiracy is just happening as I just stated it. I don't see what's wrong in what I just said. I think it's happening. Thank you.